Well, hello, everybody. Welcome in. Welcome in to Buddhist Biohacker. My name is Lisa Gunshore, your host. And I am very excited because today kicks off season 4 of Buddhist Biohacker. That's right. We're at episode 256 of this podcast, which is pretty incredible. And I'm very excited because I am joined by someone that's just a dear friend and colleague, astrologer Kate Wind.
Thank you so much. And congratulations to you. That is such a huge accomplishment.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe how much I was on YouTube through COVID and definitely took my break. And now I'm back and I want to say hi. I love seeing some of your faces back on. Danny Marie, happy Sunday. I love this virtual hug. Thank you. Michelle, oh, I'm so happy to see you here too. Been looking forward to this. Me too, because Kate, you're always a wealth of information. And I just want to set this up today. So for everybody who's joining in, please, please do not forget to click like and subscribe on this video. It does help with the algorithms and many of us who are psychics and channels and, talking about occult have noticed the algorithms are back in our favor. So it's really important that you support us in that way. That's a free way to support us. And also this is live. So please put in your questions, your comments. I love the interaction. We always do. So definitely throw that in there as well. So Kate, first thing we're going to dive into is this Mercury retrograde. And I'm so happy because I made just the funniest video. This Mercury retrograde for me has really hammered my communication. So I'm just going to play this little video about Mercury retrograde. We'll see if everyone agrees. Here we go. I made some notes and then I'm going to turn it over to you to talk about some of the astrology of this. But really, this Mercury retrograde for me has felt more powerful than the last like 3 or 4 retrogrades. I actually don't usually mind them. Mm-hmm. And what came up for me is, yes, communication, but a lot of feedback, like giving feedback, receiving feedback, and looking at how that reflects on me and what I need to work on. I even had somebody shout at me in the street when I was in my car. And I've had that happen a handful of times in my life. And it's always, to me, the mirror is reflecting my own anger and frustration back at me. So I had a lot of just reflecting back at me, like what I need to change. So that was my experience. Okay. Everybody in the live, I'm seeing more and more of you joining in. Please share your experiences with retrograde. And Kate, I'm going to hand it over to you to talk a little bit about it since we're still in it.
Yeah. Well, I love that you said that you have been reflecting, because Mercury retrograde happens 2 to 3 times a year. So we can take our age. You know, if you're around 30 years old, that means you've been through this 60 to 90 times. We go through this quite often. And so to me, I don't like this idea of like, oh, be scared or everything's going to go wrong. It's retrograde. I want us to focus on that R-E, and then anything that you can put re in front of to lean into those things. So just a couple examples. Let's reconnect. Let's redo. Let's reorganize, rethink, release, reinvest, rewrite, redo, redirect. Those are all excellent. Just to give the dates, we started this retrograde August 24th. It goes through this, I think, Friday or Saturday, September 16th. To be safe, I'm going to take it out to September 30th because Mercury has to basically go back over all those degrees that it's been under. And if you know your astrology chart and you're watching, look for where it is 8 degrees to 21 degrees of Virgo sit in your chart, because that's where Mercury has been retrograding. So sometimes, you know, if we understand the astrology of it, we might say, oh my gosh, this has been going over something very personal in my chart. And then that can give us more insight as to how we will feel it. The other thing that I think that you said that is so powerful is it's in Virgo. You know, Virgo is the perfector. So we can feel like, oh, this retrograde has made me feel like other people are trying to correct me. They're trying to point out my flaws. And of course, there could be more paperwork mistakes as well with Virgo. But Virgo's halfway through the season. So Mercury retrograde aside, I think Virgo is such a great time to look at the past 6 months and think, have I lived this year? Have I gotten enough out of 2023? What else do I want to do? It's kind of the reset point before we go into the final half of the year. That's what I'm saying. It's the perfector. It's the, okay, let me clean up my act. So when Mercury's retrograde, which it like, you know, Virgo is ruled by Mercury. So there's some compatibility there, but there's a lot of duplication as well of what Mercury rules and what Virgo rules. So it can feel a little bit more in our face.
Totally. We got some great comments. Michelle, been extra, feeling extra lethargic during this retrograde season. Danny shares redecorating can be fun.
Yes, I love that.
So true. And Marilyn, hi, we love Marilyn so much. She missed us all so much. We're happy to have you. I like the Reese. I mean, I think I've had to take a look back at what has come up for me in the last 2 weeks with this retrograde. And I don't know what the reword is, but I am, maybe it's just redoing, but I actually, you know what it is? I'm reacting differently.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah. I had a profound experience. I'll put it on my blog for everybody. Hopefully by end of day today, I'm trying to finish it. But, my reaction to some things was different. And it felt like a pretty big up level in my communication coming from this time. So I really love all that information.
Yeah, I love that. Perfect for Virgo too. Totally. Because perfectionists, we think, oh, they're just going to cross our T's and dot our I's. They're going to be big about our grammar. But it's about how can I take myself to that next level? How can I perfect what I've been doing? How can I be better? How can I overcome this?
That makes me think to refine, another good reword.
Ooh, I love that one.
Yeah, I love it. Well, cool. Anything else we want to say about Mercury retrograde? I know we're all dying to talk about it.
I know. Well, we're almost done. But if you say I've been struggling with it, it's been beating me up like that little video you showed, pick one of those rewords and lean into it. You know, again, there's harsher sides. I say higher octaves and lower octaves of all the energies. So that's what everyone scares us about. Oh, your appointments are all going to be messed up. Technology is going to be messed up. But what if we say, you know what? I know my website isn't great right now. Let me rewrite it. Let me redo it. You're leaning into that idea of having to redo something, but it's on your own terms. It's not being done to you.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Well, one of the things that inspired me, I got to share with everybody, is I've had Kate, I think Kate's looked at my chart many, many times at this point. So she is amazing. And all of her information is running on the banner below. And we'll put a link up above here, probably that way up there. And so anyways, I highly recommend Kate as an astrologer. And one of the things I was really inspired by was your sharing about a Sabian symbol in my chart. Yes. And it is actually my new logo. And I put it on a t-shirt, which I'm so excited about. I'm wearing it right now. So here's the symbol. See? So I did a beautiful golden triangle and I put a white moth on here. There's a lot more to come about why that is. It has a lot to do with my channeling work as well. And it is in my store. So I don't solicit very often, but I will say it is in my store and the new cotton is very nice. I'm really loving it. So I wanted to take a minute to have Kate just touch on Sabian symbols and this symbol in particular and what it means. So yeah. Take it away.
Well, of course, I think one of the cool things is we did your business chart. And So a lot of people don't realize that not only do we have birth charts, but companies have birth charts. Your home has a birth chart. I just did a really cool series here in Las Vegas about understanding the astrology of the hotels in Las Vegas as a way to teach astrology. So that's we looked at Lisa's business chart, and we had to look at the midheaven because that's the public reputation. That's how we're seen from the outside. And so I love working with Sabian symbols. It's not something that I know that a lot of astrologers do. And because a lot of people don't know what they are, I don't necessarily lead with it because it probably doesn't mean much to anyone. Like, well, what are those? But there's 360 degrees and each one has a different story with it. And of course, these were written a long time ago. So, you know, it's my job as an astrologer to come up with more up-to-date examples of these. How are we seeing it? Because when these were written, we weren't talking about internet or online dating or, you know, transgender. We weren't talking about those things in these. So it's my job, right, to come up with more up-to-date interpretations. So Lisa's midheaven in her chart is a white triangle is seen. It has gold wings. And so she came up with this rendition, but it's all about being able to rise above what is just seen. And of course, we can see how you do that within your business, that you connect to something higher. But it also suggests that maybe where the company starts, you have that ability to continue to reinvent and continue to build on it year after year.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's interesting because this symbol, when I sat with it and looked at it and was building this logo, it really is very deeply connected with the energies that I channel. There's I initially trans-channeled an Egyptian being who I have since actually just recently figured out who he is. And like, really? And deeper and deeper connection. So more to come on that. But there's something with the pyramid, right? In Egypt.
Yes.
And then these white wings, I think of, you know, just the Pleiadian collective that I work with and, you know, the energies of the Sacred Council. And so there's a lot of meaning to this. And I want to share with you, Kate, that one of the things I love about this is that there's the board called a psychic circle board. It's like a Ouija board, but it's very colorful and beautiful. And I really connected with it years and years ago. And so that's the board that I've worked with. Nothing against the Ouija board, but there's a lot of negative energy with it, you know?
Sure.
Well, there is a symbol on that board of a hot air balloon that talks about rising above.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And it really, that symbol for some reason has always stuck out to me. So when you shared with me this, the meaning of this Sabian symbol, it was extra powerful or magnified for me because that gaining perspective is about becoming the witness, becoming the Purusha, being able to see through God's eyes into the world, to see yourself, the self-inquiry, all of the practices that we've talked about on this show for the last 4 years has been about rising above, ascension, gaining perspective. And that hot air balloon really directly links to this. So I just love it so much. So I'm really happy you told me about it and really wanted to share with everybody what this really means and why this is my new logo. It's really a new birth for my own work as far as what its intention and focus is and kind of putting away the, you know, it used to be an eye and the purples and the greens and more of the clairvoyant piece. It's really, you know, kind of moving beyond that and up leveling, if you will, to this space of being, you know, in the higher consciousness and the higher planes, lighter, higher frequency. So I'm really excited to have it be a part of who I am now.
And that just, that goes into what we were talking about, Mercury retrograde is like, lean into it. Instead of being like, oh, I don't want, that's not what I want to be known as, or that's not how I've been known as. And you're saying, okay, I'm going to lean into it and see how does this work for me?
Yeah. Love it. All right. Well, if everybody is ready, we're going to the eclipse season now, because I am ready. I've been waiting and excited for this October eclipse season. I feel very excited about it. Like, I'm ready for it to happen. And so where do we start, Kate? I guess we start with when they are.
Yeah. So before I talk about when they are, I want to just give one example, because, and I've talked about this before, like on my socials. I hate when astrology is used to create fear within people. Mm. We've all seen it. The videos, oh, this is happening, right? Like, okay. And I want to give this an example. We want to go to a restaurant and we go onto Yelp or Google reviews to start reading about what is this restaurant like? And we see quite a few good reviews. Oh, they got good food. Okay, perfect. I'm excited. But then you see a noticing trend of, the music is a little loud though. Okay. Mm. So that allows you the ability to say, you know what? I'm catching up with a girlfriend. So let's maybe meet at this cocktail place before, so we have time to catch up, and then we'll go to the dinner. You already know there's going to be loud music. So we're just able to prepare for it. To me, that's what astrology is like. This is just a tool to help, so you're not as shocked or surprised. Or like we've talked about, you can lean into the energy. You can do something to prevent it. You can do something to work around it. So it's not meant to scare you. It's like the Yelp review. Okay, this is maybe what you can expect. And hopefully it helps you better prepare for the experience. Eclipses, just like Mercury retrograde, happen several times a year. So this is not the first time that we've been through it. So we've survived it, right? And let's start with this idea that there's two coming up. The first one, and I'm going to kind of swap orders. The first one that we're going to talk about is on October 28th. And the other one is on October 14th. And you might be thinking, well, why are we talking about it not in that order? But the one that's happening on October 28th is finishing up a cycle that started in November of 2021. So that's very important for any, especially Tauruses listening. And then the one that happens on October 14th is happening in Libra. And this one, this Libra Aries axis just started earlier this year. So this is kind of a new cycle kicking in. So I felt like even though it's latter, we have to talk about that one first, because it's really ending something that's been happening for a long time.
That makes sense.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to talk about the October 28th one first. It's a lunar eclipse, which means it's a full moon. And it's happening at 5 degrees of Taurus. So of course, if you know your astrology chart, look to see where's 5 Taurus. That's where it's happening in your chart. So you can get more information by saying, okay, what house is it in? What planets is it aspecting? And this is very particular, very important, I would think, for people born April 22nd to about April 30th. Because to me, that's telling me this eclipse is happening right around your sun. This would also be pretty important for Scorpios, Leos, and Aquariuses, also born within those first few days of that sign. So again, we're looking at kind of the 22nd to the 30th of the month if you're a Scorpio, Leo, Aquarius, or Taurus.
It's just me. I'm 11/21, so I'm a cusper, so yeah.
Perfect. So this is the bookend to the energy that started in November of 2021. This is the final hit. Just as an idea, the last time that this happened would have been 2012 to 2013. And it won't come back, right? For 18 years or something, right? Like we have some more time before it happens again. So it's the end. When we think of eclipses, I want you to think of the word eclipse. I think I'm going to dinner tonight. I get ready to go to dinner. I show up to the restaurant. Surprise. Oh my gosh, surprise birthday party. The surprise birthday party totally eclipses the dinner, the quiet dinner, right? That I thought was
good.
So eclipses can be surprising. They can also be shocking, or they can be stories that have a little bit of a twist. I didn't see that coming. So eclipses are hard to predict. Right. As an astrologer, they're like, no, you tell me. I'm like, no, you're going to tell me when it happens, because it's probably going to shock us.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be surprising. There's going to be a little bit of a twist to it. So when we talked about Mercury retrograde, I gave you some things to do. Lean into, redo, release, rethink. With the eclipses, you kind of just have to go with the flow. Because the truth should come out. That is the cool thing about eclipses. You can see it now. I see it clearly. I know this is what I want to do. I'm not going back and forth anymore. I feel like very grounded in the answer that I have. So if you are someone that says, well, okay, just give me something I can do, right? Just affirm. I can see the truth. I see things clearly. The truth is showing itself. And maybe you can make that a little bit more customized to your specific example or your specific situation. But it's not a good time to manifest something because the eclipses, it's going to take you in the direction of what you need to see. If I can just give an example, right? We have to look at Lizzo, for example. Lizzo has a birthday that falls right within those dates, April 27th. So she has a 7-degree sun. And what eclipses don't have to, we don't have to wait till that date. We don't have to wait till October 28th. Eclipses about 90 days prior, we're already starting to feel the story, right? Mm-hmm. We had this big news come out that, she's being accused of, she has a lawsuit against her about body shaming her dancers, maybe exposing them to uncomfortable situations. That was kind of a shock to all of us. I thought Lizzo, the one that seems to be promoting body positivity.
Yeah.
Now she's being accused of going against what we all thought. That was a surprise. That shocked us. That eclipsed kind of that storyline or that branding that she's put out. So that's already happened to her. So it's like, could there be kind of some closure to that? Is there something like some sort of settlement that happens around the actual eclipse? Very possible. But that's just an example. I like to look at celebrities because one, they live out the stories so big that it's kind of hard to miss it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two, we also have to look at royalty, presidents, royalty, because when we look back in history, it's the births and death of royalty are right in line with the eclipses. So again, that, we can get into all those storylines, but that's kind of boring because I'm sure people want to know, well, how does this affect me?
Yeah.
What's going on with me? So, but before I go into all of the 12 signs, just because I'm used to talking about it all the time. So do you have anything that maybe I didn't cover or that seems confusing from the outside?
I don't. And okay. I'll throw it out to the viewers. Please, if you have questions or anything that's coming up for you, go ahead and put it in there. I think I just want to reiterate, I love what you're saying with your example about not being afraid of the eclipse. And I think there's this beautiful correlation between how you teach astrology, both individually and on your podcast and on your Instagram, and how I feel about my tarot cards, which is it's all just gathering information to create your own life. So I just want to reiterate that. Like, this information helps us. Like, I have my chart looked at or read by Kate. When I know big things are coming up, or I'm feeling intuitively even like big things are coming up, to gather all the information to be able to take action at the right times, right? To not swim up against the stream, right? To understand what to do. And it's the same thing I do with my tarot cards. When I'm reading tarot cards for somebody, for a client, that's what I'm looking at too, is what are you creating? What's the energy? What's the trajectory? And how do we use that energy to create change? So I just want to reiterate that, because Kate, your example is really great, which is, let's not be afraid of it. Let's actually step into the energy and use it to our advantage, to be able to make the changes we want to make or to birth whatever we want to birth. Like, when we learn about an eclipse, it's a new beginning. And I know we're talking about the completion first.
Yes.
But it's asking the question, like, what am I completing? What do I want to complete during this time? And creating sacred space to do that is super important. So I love that. And I just wanted to reiterate that.
Thank you. Well, and the thing is in order for astrology, I don't want to say to work, but there's a lot of self-reflection that goes into astrology. So people can get an astrology reading done and totally say, I don't want to look at myself. I don't want to recap. I don't want to go back to November of 2021. I don't want to look at it. I don't want to even think that I'm capable of doing that. So there's a lot of introspection that happens. So the idea of going back to November of 2021 and maybe seeing how much, what have I really changed since then? Sometimes that's even a good way because they say hindsight's 2020, right?
Yeah,
it is. We can go back and look to see what, how have I done these things? And here's the final bookend to it.
Yeah.
Just like a movie, just like a book, that first chapter has to get us, right? It has to grab our attention, suck us in. And same with the last chapter or the last few minutes of a movie. It pulls it all together. So I'll go through all the signs and just a couple words for each, because I know we still need to talk about our solar eclipse as well.
Yeah.
Because this lunar eclipse is in Taurus, you know, Taurus is associated with financial security, real estate markets, all forms of assets. Now, since November of 2021, we can see as a country, at least the US, you know, how we have had our economy's been in flux, right? There's, we've seen huge price increases. The economy has been volatile. On a personal level, what is losing value or relevance in your life? That would be my question to you now. That doesn't have to just be money. That can be something where you say, you know what? I don't value hanging out at the bar anymore. I used to do it. I used to be fine spending $50 on alcohol. Now I'm not okay with that. So I want you to think much more broad about what is losing value in your life.
I love that. I'm taking notes.
Okay. So maybe it's not something that we're spending money on, but maybe something that we don't want to put our time into anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Something should be losing value that probably started November of 2021. So here we are. Let's go rapid fire through all 12 of the signs. Taurus, again, we can think since November of 2021, but there could be some big wrap up that's maybe even already happened as we're sitting here in September. But you should be pivoting into a new lifestyle, especially when it comes to work. And there should be a new focus on the physical body. For Geminis, I think maybe you've been recognizing addiction, whether that's within yourself or within others. And you should be recognizing the limitations of those around you. For Cancers, there should be probably some changes within the home, who's living in it, who's paying you rent. And you might feel like I've had to really honor the past since November of 2021. Maybe you've attended more funerals. Maybe you've gone down memory lane. Maybe you've had additional gatherings like family reunions, high school reunions. There's something about honoring the past that's been happening. For Leos, this has been big on your public reputation. So there could have been some big eclipse stories. How did I end up here? This did not seem like the next logical thing for me to do. So unexpected developments within reputation. There could also be changes within the home that's happened as well for Leos. For Virgos, there should be probably some settlements of money or perks. This would be an excellent time for paperwork. And of course, if you wanted to go back to school or get licensed in something, this is also excellent. For Libras, there's a big sense of money or financial complexities. And there can be a sense of needing to let go or sorting through something, yet knowing something better is coming. And that could be literally, but it could also just be very emotional. The eighth house gets deep, right? So I would think for Libras, this might not be as public, where other people might not see these changes happening, because it can be more like internal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For Scorpios, this supports upgrades being complete. So think about painting, decor, lighting, but it's also a big one for negotiations. Who am I in contract with? What partnerships do I have? There can absolutely be some financial wins here, but I think you're rethinking about who am I in partnership with. Partnership, that can be work, that can be who I rent my house from, right? So think about anything that we sign our name to the line saying we're going into contract. For Sagittarius, big focus on healthcare and big focus on work. So the workplace could be changing under this energy where, oh, surprise, now you get to work from home. Surprise, you're going back into the office. Surprise, we have a new, you know, a new boss or a leader in the workplace. For our Capricorns, I would think you're finding your talent and you're being more truthful about hidden passions. Aquarius, big focus on the home. So again, you could be putting a lot of upgrades into the home, a lot of fixing of the home, or rethinking the past. So needing to process events that happened possibly years ago that you thought that was over. For Pisces, big one for licensing, right? So you might be showing up with a new schedule. Oh, before I used to work 9 to 5, now I'm on call, now I'm commission. So scheduling might seem like it's been very disrupted. I'm not used to this schedule. And then lastly, for Aries, big one about learning about money. So opening bank accounts, closing bank accounts, hiring a financial coach or advisor, and there could be some major purchases as well that happens with Aries. So that was rapid fire, I know.
But I love it.
We have to get it in because I know people want to know what's going on. How does this affect me?
Yeah, and I love it, you know, and I'll just share myself, and I'd love anybody in the chat. You're welcome to share what you think this is happening for you. I'd love to hear you as well. But for Scorpios, you know, you talked about partnerships and upgrades complete, and it's interesting. I'm getting ready to go into a new office. It's the first time I've had a in-person office in a long time. And so I'm actually going to be starting my contract on October 14th. So that's something as we go into the completion phase, like, you know, the 2021 time period, we were deep into everything being remote. And so I feel like there's a completion for me of being all remote and, you know, being someplace that's where people actually are. So that's interesting to me. Partnerships coming back to my show. There's so many partnerships that I'm rekindling as I come back online. So that's very interesting to me. I love this. Marilyn said, bought a house in Cottonwood, Arizona, made it a perfect home. And now talking of getting married in October in Alaska. I love that. And she's just sharing, I love this, Marilyn, thank you, talking about Roger, her love coming into her life 18 months ago. Sacred Council talked about that and hadn't seen each other in 60 years. And they've been together ever since March of 2022. So I love that so much. And I love to hear that you're getting married as well. So congratulations, Marilyn. And it sounds like a big eclipse season for you. So, yeah, this is awesome. Kate, let's keep going.
And just for Marilyn's question, because she asked about any advice, she's a Capricorn. Yeah. So, you know, the fifth house, there's usually a lot of clarity around romance. So the idea of saying, oh, yes, I want to get married, right? We're making that next step. So excellent.
Oh, here's another one. Welcome to the show. I bought my home in November 21 and relocated in December 21. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
She's in the final chapter of that. So there could be some, you know, changes to home happening here as we wrap this up.
Yeah.
So from here, we've talked about the lunar eclipse. And lunar eclipse usually does suggest some sort of ending, something that, okay, that's the completion of that. When we talk about solar eclipse, we kind of switch gears a little bit. Solar eclipse suggests a new beginning. Now, I don't want us just to focus on the ending, but this idea that a lot of times when something ends, something new is beginning. Like, oh, I'm quitting that job, but it's because I'm going somewhere else. So there is usually that ending beginning. But solar eclipses said, okay, there's a new beginning also happening. So this solar eclipses are new moons. It's happening on October 14th at 21 degrees of Libra. So again, if you know your chart, where does Libra fall? This is going to give you maybe more insight. The last time that we went through the Libra Aries axis would have been 2013, 2014. So okay. I'm telling kind of Tauruses, okay, after this one, you're good. You have a couple of years before we have to go through this again. Now we're going into this Aries Libra. So for the next 2.5 years, all of the eclipses that happen will be happening on that axis.
Okay.
So again, just to kind of summarize that, Scorpios and Taurus in particular, I think have been through a lot of changes since November of 2021. They might look back on their life and not even recognize it.
Truth.
I mean, that since then, they could have gotten married. They could have moved. They could have done a bunch of stuff. They work for a new company. Now it's Aries and Libra's turn as we start this new cycle.
Interesting. Okay. So I'm a Scorpio. My husband, Scott, is an Aries. So it's interesting. So I'm kind of in the closing portion and he's just getting started.
Yes. Yes. So just the basics, the solar eclipse suggests the new beginning. I'll run through all 12 of the signs as well and talk about how they should be experiencing it. But this eclipse that's happening here, October 14th, I think it's related to the eclipse that happened on April 20th. Hmm. Okay. So the solar eclipse is not just about, or the solar eclipse is about planting new seeds, laying a new foundation, and striving towards new experiences. So you might hear something that kind of sounds familiar to what you were going through in April. And I'm going to share a client that just texted me here this past week to share that in April of 2023, there was a job position open and she thought, okay, let me apply for it. She didn't get it, but she was okay with that. And here, just in the last 30 days, right, in August, they found out that the person that took the position stepped down. And email went out that said, if you applied back in April and you interviewed, you're automatically in the running for the position that's open again.
Wow.
Okay. Isn't that cool? It's related back to April, something that happened there. Now, that is a very clear storyline to me.
Yeah. You know,
everyone's might not be as clear, right? We might have to do a little bit more investigation as to like, what was I going through? What was I feeling? Okay. So I'm like, wow, it's very possible. Does she get that position now? Because it's eclipse. You thought that's a done deal. I didn't get it. I'm moving on. What's my next step? And now it's open. So just an excellent example of a client that she shared that. And I thought that's a perfect one to share with everyone else as well.
Yeah.
Interesting. This eclipse we should be able to see it in Utah and Colorado and Nevada, which that's really cool. Even California, Texas, and New Mexico, I think should be able to really be able to see the eclipse on the 14th.
That's cool.
So again, solar eclipse, we're making a turning point, a new starting, but it still should be kind of sudden, kind of shocking, and something that we didn't quite see coming. We thought maybe that was closed. If we go into all 12 of the signs, and you know, something I didn't say now that I'm thinking about it, when I was going through all 12 of the signs in the lunar eclipse, if you know your rising sign, you can also listen for that as well. So when I said Aries sun, that can also be Aries rising, because that's going to tell me what house it's falling to in your chart. Mm-hmm. And that's gonna be the difference between solar astrology and then the actually working with your chart. So you might have to replay if you need to go back and be like, what was the other one then? And you can mesh them together too. If you're like, well, I'm a Libra sun, but Capricorn rising, listen to both of them. And there could even be some like a mesh that happens with those two interpretations. So I'll say it this time. Obviously, some of these interpretations are going to sound familiar because we're looking at the same houses, but now a different sign is getting them. So for Aries or Aries rising, right? I would say expect pivotal changes or realizations around your feelings, putting more focus on your well-being. You might be changing your identity. And it can feel a little selfish because you might be saying like, I have to be me. This is what I need to do. So you could be more open about where am I not happy? What do I need in this relationship? It's all about you right now.
Yeah.
For our Libra suns or our Libra risings, I think you're redefining relationships. You might be leaving or changing loyalties, or you could be raising your standards within relationships, whether that's personal or business. So what am I not tolerating? What's the new leaf within this relationship? For Taurus suns or Taurus risings, anywhere that you're feeling undermined or overlooked, You might be saying, I need to break out of this. There's a big focus on your mental and emotional health. So you could be identifying enemies, but it's a supportive time to realize what's holding me back and how can I break out of this. And then for our Scorpio suns or Scorpio risings, this is happening within your sixth house of work. So you might be changing your work schedule. What is my pricing? What conditions will I work under? There's a new level of respect for yourself that's coming. So especially for those that are self-employed and they, you know, schedule their books so crazy and then they think, who did this? I need to fire my scheduler, right? And it's us.
I don't know who that could be.
Exactly. Exactly. So there could be like a new self-respect even coming in. But even if you're within the workplace, you might be saying, I'm going to step up. I'm going to talk to the boss. I'm going to say something. I'm going to put my PTO in. I'm not going to just sit back and feel like I have to take this. Scorpios as well could be big focus on healthcare or preventative measures around health. Next, let's talk about Geminis or Gemini rising. There could be a change in your team. What new groups are you in? Feeling like I want to be part of something bigger than self. So of course, if this is within the workplace, you could be just saying, I'm going into a different department. I work with a larger team, but you could be saying, I want to join a bowling team. I want to join a book club. I want to change what church I go to. I want to be part of something much larger than self. The 11th house where this is hitting, you know, there could be some disruptions in regards to new policies as well. And then for Sagittarius or Sagittarius rising, big one on finding your passion, developing a new style. So, you know, this would be an excellent one to go get your hair done or upgrade your clothing or accessories. You might be saying, putting together a Pinterest board. What do I want to look like? What do I want my house to look like? What is my aesthetic? Or you could be worried about your legacy. What do I want to leave behind? As we get into Cancer or Cancer rising, this is that 10th house. This is the public reputation. And I feel like I've said it, but just because we're about halfway through, I want to just say it again. This is just the beginning of this energy. This is going to go out a couple years, you know, another 2 years. So it's just the beginning. You might be thinking, oh, I haven't made any big changes yet. Hopefully you can relate to it, or maybe you're feeling uncomfortable in these areas where you're saying, I haven't yet, but I want to. Or maybe you're starting to see some things where you're saying, yeah, if this continues, maybe I will have to make some changes. Remember, eclipses show us the truth. So don't gaslight yourself right now about, am I overreacting? Am I being sensitive? Did I misunderstand? The eclipses show us what we need to see, right? And this will continue out over the next 2 years. So sitting here right now, as you're listening to it, you might not be totally able to identify it. Remember, there's a lot of self-awareness in astrology. What is actually happening? As we go out then, and we're talking about this, let's say, I'm like, what year are we in 2023? you know, February of 2025, you might be saying, oh my gosh, I can totally see it now. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Cancer sun, Cancer rising, this is all about your public reputation. How do you want to be known? Mm-hmm. What type of responsibility are you taking on? You could feel like your responsibility is being tested right now, where you might be saying, how much can I take? I've been taking all, you know, I feel like I'm carrying the weight of everyone else. Or you might say, oh, I want to step up. I want to take on that position. I want to take on more responsibility. For Capricorn sun or Capricorn rising, this is happening in that fourth house of home. So there could be some sustainability awareness. Do I want to move? Do I just need to move the home around? Family time. You could be more concerned about elders or the idea of what does my family need? What do I want to instill in my family? That fourth house as well, we have to take it into the office as well. That, okay, that might not feel as stable as it used to. Okay, so there could be some changes around that workplace foundation if it's not happening in the physical home. Next, let's talk about Leo sun or Leo rising. This is happening in the 9th house. So there should be some opportunities to travel or to immerse yourself in other people's worlds or cultures. So I want you to think, an easy example would be, oh, I'm going to a country where I don't speak the language, right? I'm going to eat the food. I'm going to, you know, see the clothing. That's one example, but this could also just be befriending someone who they cook very differently than you, or they have very different beliefs. And you're saying, I'm entertaining this. I'm learning about you. I'm immersing myself in the way that someone else does something. It's an excellent one for becoming a coach or a mentor. And I think you're asking for more. I think you're putting yourself a little bit on a pedestal under this energy. Aquarius and Aquarius rising, this is happening in your third house. So there could be some big changes within the neighborhood. There could be some big changes within your commute. You could be focusing a lot on movement where you're tracking your steps. Oh, I'm going to the gym. I'm walking a mile. I'm walking for 30 minutes. And any opportunity where you can go back to school or you're taking on more of a teacher learning role. And then as we go into our last two, we have the Virgo sun or Virgo rising, big focus on new beginnings around finances, kind of morbid, but anything where you might be saying, I'm re-looking at my health insurance. Where is the money going to go once I pass away? You know, what does the paperwork say? Is it all set up for the next people in line? Again, kind of morbid, but any of that paperwork that has to do about where money goes. So kind of preparing for hard times or major life transitions. Doesn't mean it has to happen to you, not necessarily, but you could see a good friend maybe lose a parent and your friend's complaining, oh my gosh, they didn't do this. They didn't do that. We can't find this paperwork. And so you're saying, you know what? I don't want my children to go through that. So let me get everything prepared and organized. So figuring out insurance, again, any of that paperwork related to the next stage in our life. And then lastly, we have Pisces happening in that second house or Pisces rising. Again, big focus on money here as well. I think it's on a little bit on a smaller scale. So you should be putting new things into place that that really create that safety net for you or that sense of security. Now, to everyone, that's different. Some people say, if I have $2,000 in my account, oh my gosh, that would make me feel very secure. Where other people might say, no, I have to have $50,000 in an account. Okay, I'm not saying that. We're not looking at your specific chart, but whatever that sense of security is, I think you're putting new measures in place to ensure you have that comfort or just realizing I deserve that. Where before, maybe you didn't feel like you deserve that sense of security. So I even say like setting up an auto transfer, just put, okay, every month I'm going to put $100 into this account or $50 into this account. You deserve it. You deserve that next sense of security. So I think that's where the focus is for you. And that's all 12 signs for the solar eclipse.
Dang. Love it. Love it. Anything jumping out to anyone in the audience, please share in the comments as always. And yeah, there's a lot here for me. I mean, even just my Cancer rising, looking at the public reputation and coming back on here and YouTube. And also now we're on E360 TV. So there's a change in, you know, who can find me and where I'm going to be. I mean, that's totally a part of that eclipse energy. I feel pretty excited about the eclipses, to be honest. I feel like I kind of like a little bit of like not knowing the unexpected. Like, I think it's kind of fun to know like, okay, there's going to be some changes and I wonder what the universe has in store. And something you said just kind of activated a memory for me about, you know, when they talk about the old school, like the secret and law of attraction and all of that is, you know, I think taking these keywords that you've shared for each sign and putting together those affirmations like you were talking about and just asking to attract, because if our frequency is attracting, you know, what we want, what we're affirming or what we're declaring to the universe during this eclipse season, I think of that, whatever is best and like that and of like, bring in even more than I could expect versus just kind of, you know, trying to make it something. I think this is the magic of the eclipse is you don't have to make it anything. Instead, you want it to be like, surprise me with the best thing for my highest good, right?
Yes. And even if you get news that, or something happens where you say, well, gosh, that was not good. You know, and I'll just as an example, I had a client where on the actual clips, so it wasn't this year, it was a couple years ago, her and her boyfriend broke up, right? She said, on that day, it just, everything seemed to make, I saw it. I knew exactly what was happening. And so she said, you said, yeah, I was going to see the truth. I saw the truth. I'm, you know, I kicked him out. Okay, that happened. But she's like, I don't feel good about it. You know, I still love him, right? And the thing is in the end, that relationship worked. But the eclipse was the pinnacle of saying, I need to draw a line and say, this is not acceptable, right? Within a few days, he was back in the house. But it totally changed the dynamic of the relationship. So I just want to clarify some of my wording, because I say, like, okay, the lunar eclipse is usually the end. Well, it didn't mean it was the end of the relationship, but it was the end of that type of behavior within the relationship. But she saw it, and then she had the opportunity. Okay, I have the decision. We still have free will. I have the decision. I still want to work on this, but I want to work on it knowing what I know now and making that clear that that behavior can't continue.
Yeah.
So that's just, again, another just example of, okay, that wasn't just like, now it's over, now we can't go back, but you have the information to make a better decision and to move forward.
Yeah.
So even if it doesn't seem like the information that we wanted, to know that in the end, it usually is for the best. But I know sometimes getting the news or seeing what comes to light under the eclipse can feel like, I'm deflated. That's a setback. That's not what I wanted to hear. It still is for the best. And it's then our job, you know, to take that in, that information and then move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
Put us on the best track.
Yeah. Well, and it makes me think of something we've talked about here on the show before, which is responsibility, like our ability to respond, our reactions, our response, going back to what you said at the beginning about Mercury retrograde, is we have the ability to choose our response to what happens to us during this eclipse season. And how we respond can be the up level. And I think that's something I've experienced just this last week and really still integrating, which is I responded to something differently than I ever have. And it felt so healthy and solid. And I know that it's a turning point in my life. And I think, can we apply that same thing to this eclipse season? Of course we can, which is, if I can respond to these new beginnings and these endings during the October eclipse season in a different way, it's going to create a ripple effect. You know, it's a quantum effect across the rest of your life.
Right. It's the same thing as we went on Yelp. We know this restaurant's going to have loud music, so it's not surprising to me. I already read about it. I knew this was happening. I knew this was coming. Can it still be uncomfortable? Sure. But we were better prepared for it. And that's the same thing with the eclipse. If something happens, it's like, you already knew. Okay, I was told I might get some shocking news. But I know, like, I'm better prepared now because I'm not grasping for answer. Why did this happen? Right? What's going on? Like, is my life just falling apart now? No, right? We're taking this information and it's going to put us in a new direction that's really putting us back on our path.
Love it. Well, if you all can believe it, we're already at the end of our first hour back together. Time flies in here for sure. And I know we could talk about the eclipse and go even deeper for another hour if we wanted to. How do you want to wrap up today, Kate? Like, what are your closing words of wisdom for all of us as we prepare? Because really, we're going to get into it here. So as we prepare for October.
Absolutely. Well, my words of wisdom would just be, expect the unexpected with the eclipses. You are more prepared now. So, you know, I hope that that, I don't want anyone to get off of here worrying, oh no, what's going to happen? You know, I'm scared. No, right? Just say, the universe is sending me the answers. They're sending me what I need to see. Based on the chart, you know, if you know your chart and you know where these are hitting, they're probably going to be more obvious, right? Where if you don't have any major planets there, these could be much smaller storylines. And that's okay too. Don't think, oh, well, the eclipse just missed me. You know, sometimes it's a couple weeks later, or even a year later, we're thinking, oh, that was pretty pivotal. I didn't realize the weight that that held at the time.
Love it. Kate, remind everybody how they can connect with you. We also have it going across the bottom of the screen for everybody, but go ahead and share how they can find you if they want to get their chart done.
Absolutely. So you can head to my website, www.thekatewind.com. I also actively post on Instagram at the_KateWind. And I also run a podcast with my mom. My mom's been an astrologer for 40 years. And we come out with a new podcast every Monday. So I think we're at 184 episodes, which is wild to think about. But that can be found on your favorite podcast app, Mom and Me Astrology. So I look forward to connecting.
Oh, I love it. And we will put in a link too. I was blessed to be on Mom and Me Astrology when we talked about Scorpio season, and we'll share the link to that as well in the recap. And Kate, as always, I could talk to you for hours and hours and hours. I am consistently blown away at how aligned the astrology is to what's happening in my life. And it's been so wonderful to know you and to know this information and to have you here, and want you back anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. And thank you everybody for being part of our very first show back, fourth season. We already are booked into next year. I'm very excited to share that we'll be back next weekend with Joyce Vanderlaley from New Zealand. We're going to be on Sundays at 11 a.m. Mountain Time when possible, so you can look for us then. We also have some pretty incredible guests coming up in October. Magenta Pixie coming back on the show. Very excited to have her. Rob Gothier, the ET Whisperer, is also going to be on. And that's very exciting too, because he and I both have had some interesting channeling experiences with AI, and we're both going to share what that means to us. So really excited to be back on Buddhist Biohacker, and so much love to each and every one of you. So much love to you, Kate, and thank you all. Have a fabulous, fabulous day, and we'll see you soon. Bye.